Shalom to all! And you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Todos. That's Perek Chavav Pasuk Lamed. And Avimelech had just come to Yitzchak to make a treaty with him. Vayas lahem mishta, and he made for them a feast. Vayochel vayishtu, and they ate and they drank. Vayishkinu b'baker, and they woke up in the morning. Vayishavu ish la'achiv. Each man swore to his brother. Vayishalchem Yitzchak, and Yitzchak sent them off. Vayelchu me'ita b'shalom, and they departed from him in peace. Vayibayemahu, it was on that very day. Vayivayu avdi Yitzchak, vayigidu loy al oides haber sher chafaru. And the servants of Yitzchak came and they told him about this be'er, this well that they dug. Vayamrulay, and they told him, Matzanu Mayim, we found water. Vayikra, he saw Shiva, he called it Shiva, Alkain Shemo Ir Be'er Sheva. That's why the name of that city is Be'er Sheva Adhayamazen until this very day. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Shiva is Al Shem Habris because of this bris. Back to Chomish Pasuk Lamed Dalid, Vayhi Esav ben Arbaim Shana. Esav was 40 years old. Vayikach Isha as Yehudis Baz Be'eri Achiti, and he married a woman. Her name was Yehudis, the daughter of Be'eri the Chiti, Baz Basmas, and another wife. Her name was Basmas, Baz Elan Achiti. She was the daughter of Elan the Chiti. Vatiyena Mayer Surech Yitzchak Rivka, and they were like rebellion against the spirit of Yitzchak and Rivka. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Dalad. Ben Arbaim Shana, he was 40 years old. Esav hayonim shel chazir. Esav, he's compared to a chazir. Shenemar says, Yichar semen chazir miyar. How so? Ha chazir hazeh, this chazir, kshu shaychev, when he's laying down, pashet tlafav, he stretches out his hooves, loimer, as if to say, Re'usha nitar, see that I'm tahar, because we know that he has split hooves, but that doesn't make him tahar, because he doesn't chew his cud. Kach elu gazim chemsim, so to these, the Romans, the children of Esav, they rob and they take by force, umarim asmen kshem, but they pretend as if they're kosher. How so? Kol mem shana, the first 40 years of Esav's life, haya Esav tzad nashim. Esav would snatch women from their husbands, whom and violate them. But when he was 40, Amar he said, "Oh, Abba ben Mem Shana Nasa Isha, my father, he married when he was 40. Afanikin, so too, I'm also going to do that." And the reason why he's like a chazer is because he's pretending like he's kosher, that he's getting married the same time his father did. However, he was busy violating women all those 40 years when his father was obviously involved in holy pursuits. And Pasuk Lamed Hain Rashi, Moiras Ruach Lashen Hamras Ruach is an expression of rebellion against the spirit. Everything they did was just a cause of anger and sadness. Because they were serving avodah zara. Back to Chomesh Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Aleph. And it was Yitzchak was old. And his eyes dimmed from seeing. And he called to Esav his older son. And he said to him, "My son." And he replied to him, "Hineni, here I am." And he said, "Hineni ozakanti, behold, I become old. I don't know when I'm going to die. Ve'ata now, son akelecha, sharpen your gear. Tell yecha your sword v'kashtecha and your bow. Vitzeah saw that go out to the field with Sudalit Said and trap for me a trapping. Go get some game for me. Vaseli Mataamim and make some delicacies, Kashera Hafti like I love, Valvia Levi Chela, bring it to me and I'm gonna eat it. Bavur Terchanaf Shiba Termamos, so that my soul may bless you before I die." Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Vatechena, why is it that Esav's eyes dimmed from seeing? Why was he not able to see? That's because Ba'ashan Shal Elu, because of the smoke of these, meaning of the wives of Esav's Avodah Zarah. Davarach, another reason why he was blind is Kshenek al Gai Mizbech, when he was brought on the Mizbech at the Akedo, Vahaya of his father wanted to shecht him, but Isasha at that time, Niftachu HaShemayim, the Shemayim opened up. And he saw the Malachim, they were crying. And their tears fell into his eyes. That's why his eyes dimmed from seeing. Another reason why he became blind is so that Yaakov could be able to get the brachas. And if he wasn't blind, so then it wouldn't have worked. Pasuk Bezin Rashi, he said, "I don't know when I'm going to die." Amar Rabbi Shuban Karcha, he explains, if a person reaches the age of his parents, he has to worry 5 years beforehand and 5 years after that perhaps he's going to die. Yitzchak was 123 years old at that time. Amar, so he told himself, perhaps I'm going to reach the age of my mother. She died at 127. And I'm 5 years before her age. Therefore, I don't know when I'm going to die. I might die right now. Perhaps I'm going to reach the age of my mother. Perhaps I'm going to reach the age of my father. Pasuk Gimel and Rashi told Esav to sharpen his sword, and he called it Taliyacha, which literally means your hanging thing. Charbacha, your sword. Shederech letlaisa, the reason why it's called Taliyacha, your hanging thing, is because usually you hang a sword on your belt. Sana, l'shen hashchaza, is an expression of sharpening. Kais sheninu, in mashchizin es hasakin, no sharpening the knife. Avol mesiel gam bechavreto, you could sharpen it one against another. Chadeit sakin choshchad yafe, that means sharpen your knife and shech the animal properly. Shleita achileni nevela, so that I'm not going to end up eating nevela. Betsudali, he said, trap for me, min hahefker, meaning get it only from hefker for something that's ownerless. V'leimen agazel, don't steal it. Back to pasuk hey, v'rifka shemas b'dabar Yitzchak al Esav b'noi. Rivka heard when Yitzchak was speaking to Esav his son, v'yelech Esav asa, that Esav went out to the field l'tzud side lavi to go trap game to bring it. V'rivka amra al Yaakov b'noi lemar. So Rivka told Yaakov her son, saying, hine shamati savicha b'dabar al Esav achicha lemar. I heard your father speaking to Esav your brother, saying, havil itzai, bring some game for me, vaseli matam v'ychela, and make delicacies for me so I could eat it, v'aruchal lefnei Hashem lefnei maisi, and I would bless you before Hashem prior to my death. Let's see Rashi over your pasuk hey, and Esav had went l'tzud side lehavi to go trap game to bring it. Ma'u lehav lehavi. Why this extra word of lehavi to bring it? Im lo yimtzatzai, that means if he's not successful in trapping something, yavi min hagazel, he's just going to steal something. Pasuk zayin and Rashi lifnei Hashem bershusai, with Hashem's permission, shiyaskim al yadi, that he should agree to me. Back to chumash pasuk ches, ve'ata benish ma b'kayli. Now my son, listen to my voice, le'asher ani mitzavah yisach, to that which I'm commanding you. Lech nolatzayin, go out to the flocks, ve'kach li misham, and take for me from there shnei gedoyei izim tevim, two young goats, which are choice goats, ve'asa oisam hatamim lavicha kasher ohev, and I'm going to make them into delicacies for your father like he loves. Ve'vesa lavicha v'achol, and you're going to bring it to your father and he's going to eat, b'avar shevar ochal lifnei emosoy, so that you can be blessed before his death. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk tes, ve'kach li misha lihem, that means they're mine, says Rivka, ve'inam gazel, and you're not stealing. Shekach kasav lo Yitzchak ksubasa, Yitzchak had written to her in her ksuba, litol shnei gedoyei izim v'achol yayim, she's allowed to take two goats every single day. Shnei gedoyei izim, v'chi shnei gedoyei izim hayim achol shel Yitzchak, did Yitzchak actually eat two goats every single day? El Pesach Chaya, it happened to have been Pesach. Ha'echad hekiv l'Pesach, one of them was brought as a carbon Pesach, ba'echad asa matamim, and one of them she made as a delicacies. And this is from Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer. Kasher ohev like he loves, ki tam gedi, ki tam atzvi, the taste of a goat is the same taste as a deer, and Esav was probably going to be bringing a deer, and this is something that he was used to. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yomer Yaakov el Rivka Ima, Yaakov said to Rivka's mother, Hein Esav achi ish sa'ir, v'anochi ish chalak, behold, my brother Esav, he's a hairy man, and I have very smooth skin. Ulai musheni avi, perhaps my father's going to feel me, v'hayisi be'enof kimisatea, and I'm going to be in his eyes like I'm just mocking him. Ve'veis yolai klal of loy bracha, and I'm going to bring upon myself a curse, not a blessing. Atar mlo ima, his mother told him, Olai kilos chabani, your curse will be upon me, my son. Ach shema v'kayli v'lei chachli, however, just listen to my voice and go take for me. Vayelech vayikach vayavil ima, he went, he took, he brought to his mother, vatas ima matam kasher ohev aviv, and his mother made the delicacies like his father loves. So after she prepared the food, vatikach Rivka, as big day Esav bino hagadol hachamudais, Rivka took the clothing of Esav, her older son, which were chamudais, asher ita babayis, she had them with her in the house, vatalbeshes Yaakov bino hakaton, and she dressed them onto Yaakov, her younger son, ve'es ares gedaya izim, and the skins of these goats, hilbisha al yadav, she put on his arms, valchelkas savarav, and on the smooth skin of his neck. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk tesvav, what does that mean, hachamudais? Hanakias, they were clean clothing. Ketarguma itargum translates, tachyasa pure. Davar ach, another understanding, is shechamad oisa min nimroid, chamudais is lashon of coveted, he coveted them from Nimroid, and he took these clothing from Nimroid. Asher yitababayis, she had these clothing in her house. Rashi asks, valaik hamarashim hayulai, v'hu mafkid etzel imai, he had so many wives, why is it that he clapped his clothing in his mother's house? That's Elishayabaki Masein Vachashdan. He knew what his wives were up to. He didn't trust them, and that's why he clapped his clothing in his mother's house. Back to Chomish Pasuk Yod Zayin. And she placed the delicacies and the bread that she made in the hands of Yaakov, her son. And he came to his father, and he said, Avi, my father. He said, Hineni, here I am. Mi atabani, who are you, my son? Yaakov said to his father, Anoichi, I am. Esav b'chayrecha, Esav, your firstborn. Asisi kasher dibarte eloi, I've done as you told me. Kum na, please get up, shiva, and sit, v'achomi tzedi, and eat from my game, b'avort v'archan nafshecha, so that your soul may bless me. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk yod tes. Anoichi Esav b'chayrecha, Anoichi hu amevi lecha, I'm the one bringing you the food, v'esav hu b'chayrecha, and Esav is your firstborn, so he didn't lie. Asisi kamed varma kasher dibarte eloi, I've done many things that you've asked me to do. Shiva, l'shoin mesev al shulchan, is an expression of reclining at the table, l'kach meturgum istachar. So back to Chomish pasuk chav, v'yomer Yitzchak ablonai, Yitzchak said to his son, Maza mihartalim tzoy b'ni, how is it that you are so quick to find my son? Vayomer, and he said, Ki ikra Hashem alakecha lefonai, because Hashem your God, he arranged it for me. Vayomer Yitzchak al Yaakov, Yitzchak said to Yaakov, Gesha nav amushcha b'ni, please approach and let me feel you, my son. Ha'ata zeb b'ni Esav imloi, are you my son Esav or not? Vayigash Yaakov al Yitzchak aviv vayimushehu, and Yaakov approached Yitzchak his father, and he felt him. Vayomer, and he said, Ha'kol kol Yaakov, the voice is the sound of Yaakov. Vayadayim de Esav, but the hands are the hands of Esav. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk chaf aleph, Gesha nav amushcha. Amar Yitzchak b'liba, Yitzchak said to himself, Ein derech Esav lias shem shemayim shagar b'fiv. Esav usually doesn't use shem Hashem. Vezeh Omar, and this one said, Ki hikra Hashem lekecha, that Hashem is the one that arranged it. So something strange over here. Pasuk of Bezen Rashi, Kol Yaakov means the mode of speech of Yaakov. Shemadar b'lshein tachanunim, he spoke in a very pleasant way. Kumna, please get up. Aval Esav, but Esav, a little bit later on, b'lshein kinturia diber, he spoke in an antagonistic way. Yaakov avi, my father should get up. And back to Chomish Pasuk of Gemel, V'lohi kira, he didn't recognize him, ki hayu yadav kidei Esav achiv se'iras, because his hands were like the hands of his brother Esav that were hairy. Vayvarcheu, and he blessed him. Vayyarm, and he said, Atazeh b'ni Esav, you are my son Esav. Vayyarm, and he said, Ani, I am. Vayyarm, and he said, Hagisha liva eichel mitzed b'ni, serve me, and I shall eat from the game of my son. Lamant v'erchan afshi, so that my soul can bless you. Vayagash levi eichel, and he served him, and he ate. Vayavi lo yayin v'yesht, and he brought him wine, and he drank. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Dalad. Vayyarm, Ani, he had said, I am. Lo yamar ani Esav. Yaakov didn't say, I am Esav. El Ani, he just said, I am, meaning I am who I am. Back to Chumash Pasuk Havav. Vayyarm, Elav Yitzchak Aviv. Yitzchak, his father, told him, Gishana, approach, please, Ushakali bini, and kiss me, my son. Vayigash, Vayishak loy, and he approached and he kissed him. Vayarch Reach Begadim Vayvaruchehu, and he smelled the aroma of his clothing and he blessed him. Vayarmani said, Re'ei Reach Bani Kirech HaSada Sheberchai Hashem, see that the aroma of my son is like the aroma of a field that Hashem blessed. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Zayin, Vayarach V'haloi Ein Reach Ra Yosim Shetef HaIzim, isn't the worst smell possible the smell of goat's hair? Elam Lamez teaches us, Shenichas Ha'imai Reach Gan Eden, that the aroma of Gan Eden actually entered with Yaakov. Kirech HaSada Sheberchai Hashem, Shenosem Bay Reach Toiv, this is referring to a field that Hashem gave a great smell to. V'zehu Stei Tapuchim, this is a field of apples, which is in Kabbalistic sense, perhaps talking about Gan Eden. Kindar Shri Rabbi Sinai Zuchayim Levracha. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow learning of what the brachas Yitzchak gave Yaakov. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.